Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Babbitt's here. Mark's back. He's a six-year member of our Brain Trust, CEO and co-founder of U-Turn, president of Switch and Shift. He's the author of the outstanding book, A World Gone Social, and he's our good friend Mark. Welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Mark, one of the things that I've started thinking about during this coronavirus nightmare that we've been going through for the last almost a year is the concept of culture. As I interviewed CEOs in 2020 who had, some of them had significant employee numbers, go home overnight, and six months later, I asked them on the show, how are you doing? How's this working out? And they have said to the person, I'm amazed at how well we're doing. In fact, in some ways, we're doing better, and I'm asking my financial guys, tell me again why we're paying $5 million in rent. And so I got to thinking about that. What would have caused that? What would have caused that kind of a performance under duress? And I think it's nothing but culture. The only a quality, high quality culture, corporate culture, could pull that off that way. What do you think?
Well, I think, Jim, that let's just say for the first, 3 months of people needing to go home and work, we were completely in reactive mode. We were more understanding with each other. We were more focused on the mission. We were trying to learn how to work and live at the same time in the same place. And frankly, all of a sudden we had all this freedom. We didn't have to commute. We didn't have to shower. We just had to show up to work, right? And that made us more productive. But even more important, the selfishness stopped. And to a large degree today, it still stopped. Hmm. So the personal agenda stopped. The drama stopped. We were literally all in this together, and we were co-creating our new work environment.
Mm-hmm.
And company cultures, for a short time, just based on that alone, improved because we were more understanding. We were more empathetic.
Right.
We were more driven to make this work.
Right.
Well, now, Jim, we're into this 9 months. And we're facing what's become an unintentional culture. And all the stuff that we were driven by, our values, our focus, well, that stuff was all 9 months ago. And companies just stopped talking about company culture. Strong culture survived and continue to survive better today because people are still grounded well. They still share the same values. We're going to fall into a sand trap where culture isn't even talked about anymore, and that's not a healthy thing.
Well, I keep falling back to a default concept that I've been talking about for a long time, and that is the fact that with all the digital capability we have, we're still analog humans. We still require the same analog connections. And culture is culture is not digital. There's nothing digital about culture. It's 100% analog. And so what's happened is we're using more digital to do our work, but we're losing some of the analog, the culture analog. That's what you're talking about. And the thing that I pointed out is when we went home, we were at the hive where we acquired the culture. When we went home, we took our portion of the culture with us. That's what you described a minute ago. My question was this. My first question wasn't how do we keep those people invested in the culture. My first question was, when we hire new people who've never been to the Hive, how do we instill the culture in them? And you're saying not only that, but we're losing it with our people who used to have the culture.
Well, there's a new phrase that's being bantied about, and it's so apropos right now, Jim. It's a personal culture. And when we don't have those water cooler conversations, when we don't have the random acts of leadership happening in the hallways, then personal culture takes over corporate culture. And it doesn't have to be that way, but small business owners all the way up to the CEO of Apple need to start talking about everything you're talking about this morning, that our culture still exists, but it's like the Bible. If we stop talking about it, it stops existing. And that's what's important now is let's just, like, every meeting talk a little bit about our culture or celebrate an example of where our culture was exemplified in the business world, or talk about how a person went above and beyond to live our culture, right? And just start reintroducing it back into the workplace, because those are the kind of conversations that used to happen around the water cooler and in the break rooms and before meetings started in the conference room, and they're not happening now.
Well, here's one thing that's different, I think, and this is what you're alluding to. In the before the pandemic, the culture would spring up on its own, and if the people involved had high moral character and values, and there was real leadership from the top to down, the culture would be high quality. Even if people didn't talk about it much, the fact that you behaved that way was creating a good culture, a concept of respect, even love. I mean, I've worked at places where we loved each other. But when you separate like we are, you don't have that connection during the day that extends that. And that's where the issue is going forward in this, because there are people, Mark, as you know, who they don't even know when they're going to go back to work. This year, in 2021, they still don't know when they're going to go back to work. When we come back after the break, I want you to talk to us about how do we be more intentional? How do we be more strategic and more intentional in creating culture with a remote workforce? We'll do that with Mark Babbitt. Mark, I need your website, please, quickly.
Let's go youtern.com.
Youtern.com. Quick break, right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.